And welcome back to the Mike Douglas Show here on Power Talk 1360 KFIV and live streaming on the iHeartRadio app. Mike Douglas with you, your concierge for conversation as we plumb the depths of the issues that affect you and me today right here in California's Central Valley. And one of the issues we talked about earlier today is just the very sad shuttering of the iconic A&W root beer landmark in downtown Modesto. The owner there had planned to retire anyway and sell, but in the midst of that, he gets slapped with a lawsuit from an 81-year-old who has filed something like 15 other ADA lawsuits in Stanislaus County in the past 13 months. And it just seems like, how do you survive such a litigious society? Well, we have an expert on that subject right now. Victor Gomez is the executive director of Citizens Against Lawsuit Abuse. And Victor, I hear that our beloved California is right near the top of lawsuit abuse states, right?
My pleasure to be here with you this afternoon. Yeah, here we are again, right? California ranked number 3. We're really good at ranking at the top of, unfortunately, really bad things. And here we are again, right? Being ranked as a number 3 judicial hellhole nationwide. And to nobody's surprise, right? Unfortunately, this is the 18th year that we've made the list. And yeah, unfortunate that we're dealing with these ADA, PAGA, and Prop 65 and other related issues.
Victor, it brings to mind that there has to be a happy medium there somewhere, considering the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law. And I would imagine sometimes that's hard to hit, but it seems like what we're seeing today is just rampant abuse of the law itself. And I would guess the people making out mostly with that are the attorneys themselves, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I'll use Prop 65 litigation. That's litigation regarding these warning labels, right, that we all see on these products at the store. This year alone, I mean, there was nearly 800 settlements. I mean, and the year is not even over. I guess we got to give it a little bit more time. But we have over 800 settlements this year alone. And these settlements have totaled more than, you know, $18 million, nearly $19 million. And out of those settlements, nearly $17 million are actually going to attorneys and their fees and costs associated, right? And you see it in ADA, you know, you talk about the A&W and the impact that these abusive, what in some cases are drive-by lawsuits, right, where an attorney will drive by and notice that the blue parking stall in front of your establishment may be the wrong color blue, or it's maybe faded or whatever it may be. Guess what? You're going to get slapped with a lawsuit and, or a threat of a lawsuit. And either you're going to pay for it or you're going to have to figure something out, right? You're going to cut employees. You're going to pass down the cost to consumers, which in many cases, that's what ends up happening. But in many cases, these businesses actually close up and they say, you know what? I'm going to throw my hands up in the air. It's a tough state to do business, and these ADA lawsuits are certainly not making it any easier.
Victor, what is the prospect of any type of tort reform here in California, much less the rest of the nation? Any good things on the horizon?
That's a great question, Mike. Look, this year we were actually very, very pleased that earlier this year we had a bill. It was numbered SB 585. And that bill essentially came out of the Senate. And what that bill said was, hey, look, guys, we understand that there may be some businesses that are older establishments. You know, they were built prior to 1990 before the Americans with Disabilities Act actually became law, right? And these businesses still may have physical barriers because they are older establishments and they haven't been brought up to speed with the current law. And so this year we had SB 585 navigate through the legislature, and essentially that bill would have created a 90-day noticing period. So very simple, Mike. You go to a business, they may not be compliant, you are disabled, you provide them a notice, they have 90 days to fix the issue before anybody could sue them for it. And you would expect that to be common sense, right? Hey, allow the business to fix the issue, because if accessibility really is the issue, let's fix the problem. Let's not shake down the business. That bill ended up going through the Senate, ended up in the Assembly Judiciary Committee. And unfortunately, the judiciary chair of that committee refused to even hear the bill. And interesting enough, of course, he's taken a ton of money from the trial attorney lobby, right, and those and their political action committee. So no surprise that it wasn't heard. But it's just really sad that politics is coming into play where you have an opportunity here, again, to fix a problem and really address the issue for both the business and the disabled individual, because we believe in ADA law. What we're having problems with is these frivolous lawsuits that are putting them out of business.
We're talking with Victor Gomez. He's the executive director of Citizens Against Lawsuit Abuse. And speaking of your organization, Victor, give us some insights into the mission. What do you do? How do you do it? And what do you want people to know about it?
Really, look, Mike, I come from a small business background. I used to be a franchisee. I own franchises on California Central Coast. I was in the pizza business for a long time. And I'll tell you, it's not easy. And it's only getting harder and harder to in California to do business. But when you're a local business owner, you're putting your sweat, you're putting your tears, you're putting everything into your business. It means a lot to us, right? And so when I sold my franchises about 10 years ago, I really started to focus on the issues that impact business. And I was shocked to learn about this and what was happening. So I joined our nonprofit organization and said, hey, look, if there are other folks dealing with these issues, I want to be part of the solution. And so we have the California Citizens Against Lawsuit Abuse. We put focus more on the day-to-day operators, and we create a grassroots movement so we can actually share those stories with the governor, with the state legislators. And so they know, hey, folks, these are businesses in your district that are closing. They're getting rid of jobs that in many cases are putting our teenagers to work. Now let's share those stories with the legislators so they know. These trial attorneys, of course, they have a ton of money. They spend millions and millions of dollars in advertisement, as we all see. But really, at the end of the day, it's about protecting jobs, protecting businesses, and creating a better climate for our small and medium-sized businesses. So that's really our focus. You could obviously, you know, visit us at CaliforniaCALA.org, CaliforniaCALA.org, to learn more about our work. And as you mentioned with this A&W owner, we want to make sure that those stories are told. They're shared with state leaders so we can now create even more movement. I'm hopeful that that SB 585 bill will be brought back this year and, again, create some alleviation for these small business owners all throughout the state of California.
Again, my friends, the website, very interesting looking at it right now, is CaliforniaCALA.org, CaliforniaCALA.org. I'm wondering, Victor, what I appreciate about you is you've been there. You've been a small business person. You understand the stresses and the strains. And I know it's hard to assign or to cogitate about what the real motivations are in all of this, but in on par, do you see the motivation mostly being a desire for genuine compliance, or is it to get a profit off of that settlement?
Yeah, you know, I'll be candid with you, Mike. It's all about the money. Really, at the end of the day, it's about the trial lawyers, these predatory attorneys, finding opportunities to make money for them. Because whether we're talking about Prop 65 warning labels, whether we're talking about ADA-related issues, whether we're talking about the Private Attorney General Act that puts a lot of money in these trial lawyers' pockets, at the end of the day, it's about money. Because, look, in the pizza industry, I spent a ton of money advertising. If you're a franchisee or a small business owner and you own a pizza a business, you know you spend a lot of money on print, digital, and TV, radio, whatever it may be, to get your product out there. You do it because it works. Last year in 2022, trial lawyers spent nearly $200 million on local legal services on television alone, right? So you're not going to spend $200 million if you're not going to at least get $200 million back, right? They spent nearly, they created more than a million ads on local television to get California residents to sue somebody else, right? But in these cases, as you said, it's not fixing the issue. Specifically with ADA, you could pay off a lawsuit and say, oh, I just got sued because that ramp in front of my business was at the wrong incline. You could pay it off and actually still not fix the problem. That doesn't really get to the root of the issue, Mike, right? So at the end of the day, we're happy to fix the issue and provide that compliance for our disabled customers because their money is just as green as anybody else's, right? But really what the problem here is that trial attorneys are jumping in and saying, wait, we don't really care what you do. We don't really care if you fix the issue. Just give us some money and we'll walk away.
I'm thinking a couple of years back, and you're probably familiar with it, Victor, but the Barnwood restaurant just north of us here in north of Modesto went out of business because of one of these lawsuits. And I think when you consider the domino effect, the jobs lost, the detriment to the economy, this is a terrible, terrible stab at the economy of any community. And it just seems to me that these, and again, I'm all for reasonable accommodation. I understand that. And in fact, I'm part of a nonprofit that has built ramps for disabled folks and elderly people that couldn't afford their ramps and grab bars and that sort of thing. So we understand preventing injuries and all of that. But it seems to me that a lot of this is just going way overboard and is just killing the economy and it's devastating business owners.
Yeah, it surely is, Mike. And first, I commend you for your work. I think it's very important work myself. I have a mother that's elderly, and I've done the same thing, right, to help her and accommodate her home for accessibility reasons. But, you know, I will say this. Every business that closes, you have less people working, yeah. Right? I'll tell you, 90% of my employees were 18 and under, right? And there's really nothing better to do after school than work. Yes. Right. Put in a couple hours, you know, get that meaning of I'm a father of three daughters. And I'll tell you, there's nothing better than having that job after school. It keeps them busy. Right. They're making at least get that sense of how to make money. And more importantly, Mike, they stay out of trouble. Right. And in many cases, that's what I did as a small business owner. And I had parents coming to me and saying, hey, Victor, thank you so much for employing my kid. Oh, man, they're so focused in school now, this and that. But now here we are with these lawsuits being thrown around everywhere, businesses closing. We've calculated that that's costing the state of California nearly 800,000 jobs a year. Like, wow. 800,000 jobs a year. And not only that, it's costing you, it's costing me, the judicial system's being clogged up, and all of us are paying over $2,100 a year in our income taxes to the state of California just to pay for these trials, for these trial lawyers to make their money. So we're actually already paying for it. That's all of us, right? Even with the excessive cost of inflation and gas here in California, we now have this $2,000 tax on top of it. Just that doesn't even benefit us, just to benefit these predatory trial attorneys, right? And really losing these hundreds of thousands of jobs statewide. It's challenging, not easy, but we remain hopeful, right, that as we continue to advocate for these changes, that the state legislators will listen to us, that the governor will listen to us, right, and that we get to a point where we could create a better climate for these small businesses to survive.
Absolutely. I think it's worthy when you have a good mission, a righteous mission, to persevere. Even under trial, so to speak. And Victor, so much appreciate what you're doing. Victor Gomez is our guest with Citizens Against Lawsuit Abuse. Again, friends, if you'd like to learn more about his nonprofit, it's CaliforniaCALA.org. Again, the website, CaliforniaCALA.org. Very interesting website. I encourage you to check it out. Victor, thanks so much. Let me ask you one final question. Having been a small business person with a franchise and such, looking at the landscape today, would you try to start a business today with all the regulations, the minimum wage going up? It seems like a daunting task today.
It's definitely a daunting task. I would definitely think twice before I would open up a business here in California. Lawsuit abuse is certainly one thing, but you touched on another thing, Mike, and those are the labor issues and the labor challenges, right, with the increasing costs. But unfortunately, at the end of the day, I will tell you, as somebody that spent 17 years in the pizza business, unfortunately, in many cases, it's the consumer. All of us California residents end up paying that price.
Absolutely. Right?
I would certainly think twice.
Absolutely. Victor Gomez, again, the agency Citizens Against Lawsuit Abuse, website CaliforniaCALA.org. Victor, always a pleasure to visit with you. We'll look forward to our next visit and hopefully have some encouraging news. Thanks so much, Victor. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Again, our guest has been Victor Gomez from Citizens Against Lawsuit Abuse. Mike Douglas Show back with you in 3 minutes right here on Power Talk 1360 KFIV.